I saw people who, we'll say this charitably, people who dislike me on Twitter who were doing the like, when did he get this fire? I hate Trump. Or sorry, I hate Vosh, but when did he get based bullshit with me being anti-Israeli, which I think is really funny. The idea of somebody who dislikes me being like, when did Vosh get so anti-Israel? You know? As if that, listen, I don't expect everyone online to know everything about me. That'd be an insane thing for me to believe or to assume or to expect. But like, it is pretty funny. I saw thousands of comments in total that were to that effect. Maybe it's because a lot of lefties think that I'm liberal. So they assume that I must have like a NAFO type of, because I'm liberal, or like liberal in the sense that I support Ukraine and am critical of China. I'm not a campus. So they think like I must be pro-Israel as well. Not aware of the fact that I have been more anti-Israel longer than than a lot of people, I must say. Mallory McCuomo, I get it. Did she sexually harass over dozen staffers? Stacey K, every Zionist is a rapist. Every Zionist is pro-rape. If you are a Zionist, and I'm not joking, if you're like, one of the most distinguished characteristics of Israel is their love of rape. It's a national pastime. They riot for it, you know? It's like sports to them. If you are pro-Zionist, you are pro-rape. Iran doing the Lord's work.
I'll take the accolades from people who think that, you know, Crimea is Russian or what. I mean, like, ought to be Russian. I'll take the accolades. I don't mind. You did lib out during the 2024 elections?
Well, I libbed out more during the 2020 elections, the 2024 elections. I think by the 2024 elections, I was engaging in a little bit of a death march, I think. But the 2020 elections more so, that was when a lot of people turned against me in 2020.
You're going to lib out so hard in 2028? Bet. Put money on that shit. I want a tier 4 sub if you're wrong. To be fair, you've been a bit campist recently when it comes to your attitude in Iran.
I think that campism would be me downplaying the regime's evil, or me saying that they like, they weren't killing protesters. They were killing like color revolutionary CIA-backed insurgents before the war. Because I don't think that Iran's good. I just think that America and Israel are satanic, which is, I mean, it's a slight, like, I don't actually mind China glazing that much if you're still critical of them. Because I compliment China on a whole bunch of stuff, mostly related to nation building, like the genuine investment in building up a country rather than letting it be stripped for parts like we're doing over here. But I'm very critical of them in the ways that I think are valid. But a lot of people are, you know, the campus types, they're just not willing to be critical at all of China, not even a little bit. In hindsight, do you still agree with your pro-Biden advocacy in 2020? If I had the benefit of foresight, if I would know that Biden would do nothing for 4 years except pardon a genocide and enable it, and then he would hand the keys to Trump and Trump would be like 50 times worse than he was in Trump 1, I would have voted for Trump. Not because Trump was better than Biden, but because that way Trump would have burned out early with a neocon rhino cabinet, a bunch of unpopularity. He would have entered with like 37% approval and ended with like 29 or something. Like it's not that Trump was better than Biden. It was that if Trump was inevitable, which I mean, between this timeline and that, he is, I would rather he win in 2020 than 2024. I agree, but that'd be like touching a hot iron willingly. Yeah, I don't know if I could make that argument convincingly because no one would believe me. If I try to convince you guys back in 2020, hey, Biden will win, but here's what'll happen. He will dedicate the second half of his presidency to lying to defend Israel in the face of an increasingly unpopular genocide. He will make sure the entire Democratic Party skews in his favor. He will insist on running again, even though he's so old that he won't even be able to debate Trump. Trump will win after beating Kamala, and then Trump will be 50 times worse than he would be if he won right now in 2020. You wouldn't believe me. You would assume I was crazy. And in fairness, I would also assume I was crazy if I was hearing that from someone else at that time. So, you know, what are you going to do? I also think the reason a lot of people might have thought you were pro-Israel is because Bad Empanada has been calling you pro-Israeli propagandist. Oh, well, Bad Empanada would call, like, Adolf Hitler pro-Israel. So I don't know. I don't know how valid of a perspective that is necessarily. In a way, Hitler was pro-Israeli. Okay. Let's not get into semantics here. You know what I'm... Do you think the recent China glazing on Twitter is a CCP psyop? No, I just think that, like, a lot of Americans recognize the fact that we have no like vision of the future in this country. We have no vision for a future. Whereas in China, over the course of my lifetime, 1994 to today, China has gone in many places from like a rural backwater into a genuine like super state. You know, cities have erupted from nothing. And in America, that has not only not happened, but America's only sunk into infrastructural ruin. We are poorer than we were in the 1990s when it comes to like percent allotment to states and municipal districts and so on. So I think a lot of it is just like people want to be part of a project. People want to believe that there can be a future. There's a reason why all futurist media nowadays is dystopian, like with basically no exceptions. In the 1950s and 60s, what's the future going to be like? Uranium-powered robots will do your laundry or whatever. Nowadays, what's the future going to be like? Everyone, top to bottom, poor, rich, white, black, whatever, everyone is like, well, it's going to be hell on Earth, basically. And I don't know if they're wrong. Sure, but what good is it if they're still authoritarian? I think that, and please don't take this as a justification for authoritarianism, I think that what China is doing right now has more of a future than what we're doing right now, even though we are nominally a democracy. I think that bourgeois democracy is leading us into a pit that is actually going to be worse for the average person than what China is doing. Like, we are leading ourselves into a pit that is so deep and so dark that even China's authoritarianism will end up being potentially preferable. Not to say it's good, it's not. It's just that we're heading in a bad direction. China will be eventually too, by the way. China is capitalist, as you remind. It has not structurally fixed the problem. Necessary evil? No, there is nothing necessary about Chinese authoritarianism. They could be more democratic and they would be better for it. They aren't, and that's a problem. How the fuck are there 9,000 people watching? Hello, everyone. I thought for a second, I was like, oh, I'm rambling at the start of stream. It's going to be a slow start. And then I took a look at the YouTube window. Hey, Vosh, I'm fairly new to paying close attention to politics in general, but after seeing what Israel's doing, I want to help my mainstream news only watching mother see the truth. Any advice? Honestly, probably Zateo. I might be a little bit too bombastic for somebody who's used to watching mainstream media, but I think that Mehdi Hasan, who of course cut his teeth on MSNBC and then was fired for being too pro-Palestinian, I think that Zateo's work is probably your best bet. And it's very good. I mean, he's Mehdi Hasan is far better at what he does than I am at what I do. So infinite accolades in that direction, you know? Are you suspicious of the weapons officer rescue story? Yes, extremely. But without any like more info coming out, I can't really. I think that right now you should disbelieve basically everything said by the US government. Like, this administration lies easier than it breathes. I like, you should, just as a matter of fact, even if you're provided evidence for a point, you should doubt it by default. Besides democracy and authoritarianism, isn't there some third option? Well, I mean, I would argue that we don't live in a true democracy right now. Democracy kind of, at least conceptually, relies on easy access to reliable information so that you're an informed voter. If you're an uninformed voter, then like, who cares, right? You know, you have a democracy, but the only information you're given is state media. Who cares? I would argue we have a version of that right now under bourgeois democracy if the only media that we can access is funneled through the interests of capital. So, I mean, it'd be nice to try real democracy someday, I guess. That'd be cool, in my opinion. It just feels like Orientalism when online leftists glaze China as a Chinese person. 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I fully agree. My glazing of China is conditional to its nation-building interest. The fact that despite being authoritarian and state capitalist, there is a genuine interest by the people in power in China to maintain a civilization, which sounds like a very vague and abstract, like, oh, wow, they're pro-civilization, isn't everyone? But I'd argue, like, no, Western capital has given up on it. We are in the private equity stage of late-stage capitalism. We're in the stage where the most powerful people aren't interested in building roads, bridges, projects, social services, anything that builds the nation up from the ground. Not just the nation, just anyone, everyone, right? They're only interested in skimming off the top. People have lost interest in building new things, only in scraping whatever dues they can get from the existing things, you know? And that's very grim. That's very grim. That being said, right now, I would rather live in America than China for sure. I think a lot of people have really deluded themselves as to what life is like in China. On average, you are far poorer, have fewer rights, and enjoy fewer luxuries, and your work is a lot harder than in America. You have fewer labor protections, like across the board. It's better right now to live in America for sure. Do you not agree anymore with Marx that the push for socialism is only possible within a bourgeois democracy rather than in an authoritarian government? Well, I think that's a bit of a simplification of what he believes, but I agree with the premise still, I think. If you completely give up on the concept of democracy, even bourgeois democracy, it's harder to sell people on socialism. You don't want people thinking the only way forward is a strong man. You know what I mean? You want people to believe that there is value in civic participation. Once people start disengaging from civil society, that's when you have a fucking problem. And it's a real problem today. This is the reason why I've made my J.D. Vance over Gavin Newsom takes. I am genuinely very concerned that if Democrats win again and then do nothing, it might disillusion like 50 million Democrat voters. Like, this feels like the big precipice, the big opportunity to get something done. Like, it's make or break. And then when they're given the ball, the Democrats just fumble, like they do nothing, just slaves to Israel. Worship Israel, never criticize Israel, never fix anything. The capital class remains rampant, like nothing changes. And then you get a bunch of voters who don't then wake up the next day going, well, next time I'll vote for Bernie Sanders or whatever. They instead wake up and they think, well, I guess nothing actually matters. And that is what terrifies me. The apathy, yeah, the apathetic element, I think, is more dangerous than anything that any one Republican president could do, because you might end up convincing several generations of American left of center types to just disengage from civil society. And that basically gives Republicans not one term, but like 10. You know what I mean? You're giving them potentially, like, you're not just handing them a term, you're handing them the country. And that's very scary. Living in the Balkans, basically. Yeah, one of the reasons the Balkans are so, by and large, I'm generalizing, by and large, so corrupt and right wing is because a lot of the people there have disengaged from civil society. A lot of the people who live in those countries are like, well, the Soviets were authoritarian, and since then we've only had like ludicrously corrupt so-called Democratic candidates. So like, what the fuck is the point? They give up and they focus on just like keeping their nose down. I'm generalizing. But it is a tendency. You have a lot of apathy over there. And I think that makes them very susceptible to corruption because, like, if everyone's apathetic, no one fucking cares because it's like, well, it's always going to be like that. So people stop trying. And once people stop trying, the conclusion of the apathetic becomes correct. Not to say that being engaged always gets you good results, but it does get you better results on average than being apathetic. It's just very sad. It's very sad, you know? Serbia is a good example. Serbia, Hungary, Greece, Romania. Those are the ones off the top of my head. I don't know as much about, like, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know much about Kosovo. I don't know much about Bosnia and Herzegovina, Czechia. I'm trying to think, like, what other, I don't know as much about their governments. Slovenia seems all right. I've heard good stuff about Slovenia. Yeah, but I don't really know. 57% of people didn't vote in the last Greek election, but they spent all day crying about the government. Yeah, but that's a product of, like, 100 years of being disappointed, you know? Like, every day the Greek people wake up, and they're like, damn, my government sucks, but it always has, like it always will, you know? Like they wake up and they're like, well, we've tried trying, we've tried not trying, we've tried protesting, we've tried not protesting, we've done everything we can. I guess I'll just, I don't know, sit on the beach or something. I don't know, whatever they do. Fish? Maybe the problem is Greek people. That's probably true. It must be like a phrenological thing, yeah. You think anything's going to happen tomorrow? I mean, that's a very vague question. Probably? Like, in the world? Maybe. Who else thought of Sam Cooke when he was naming Balkan countries he doesn't know much about? Okay, the political disenfranchisement is a thing that I know about the Balkan countries, but it is true that I'm not very, like, familiar with the Croat government. That is true. It's not something I'm very well read on. My understanding is that Croat men can't emote, and they're all Hitler, but I could be wrong on that. I think I saw one of them on 90 Day Fiancé once. Vosh hates Eastern Europeans because they're not white enough for him. Buddy, I'm half Polish! And quarter Irish. They weren't considered white until like 100 years ago.